This week on The Marquee, we spend the holiday weekend with bootleggers and evil antiques. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If so, check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, John Hillcoat's follow-up to 2009's The Road is the Prohibition-era action film Lawless. Feuding bootlegging brothers Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy must put aside their differences when a corrupt new sheriff played by Guy Pearce tries to muscle in on their operation.
Well, if you are planning on doing a little garage sailing this weekend, The Possession might make you think twice. This yard sale horror flick follows a family who tries to break the curse that followed them home with a yard sale purchase.
Opening at the gateway, Burning Man stars Matthew Good as a burnt-out chef trying to reconnect with his son, but his plans are constantly derailed by his troubled relationships with women.
Director David Cronenberg teams up with poor, heartbroken Rob Pattinson for Cosmopolis. Pattinson stars as a billionaire playboy on an edgy adventure across Manhattan in his limo.
Robert Pattinson seems to get his heart broken a lot, which might be a pattern he needs to break. Comedian Mike Birbiglia stars, writes, and directs Sleepwalk With Me. It's a semi-autobiographical journey about a comedian whose personal and professional life has stalled and the sleepwalking that ties it all together.
Opening at the Drexel, the indie rom-com Celeste and Jesse Forever stars Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg as a married couple who remain best friends, even though they've decided to divorce. The arrangement works remarkably well until they decide to start dating. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Lawless. It doesn't have the nonstop action of a summer blockbuster, but it has all of the grit of a classic Western.
Grudgingly, I'm going to recommend Lawless as well, even though Shia LaBeouf's southern accent should give anyone that's considering seeing it a moment of pause.
Or if your holiday weekend plans don't include a trip to your favorite theater, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Lucky One. The latest Nicholas Sparks romance stars Zac Efron as a Marine who returns from his third tour and heads to Louisiana in search of the mystery woman whose picture helped him survive. This standard choose-your-own Nicholas Sparks movie falls flat, thanks to its stereotypical characters and Efron's awkward performance.
Speaking of awkward, there's a conversation that Taylor Kitsch's agent needs to have with him about his chances of continuing as a leading man. He's been the star of three financial disappointments so far in 2012, one of which is Battleship, where the world's navies battle resource-hungry aliens. It has some good-looking visuals and sounds great, but the plot capsizes under the weight of its own stupidity.
Based on Steve Harvey's best-selling self-help book, Think Like a Man follows an ensemble cast of couples as they try to get what they want out of their relationships.
The Pirates, Band of Misfits, is the latest film to come from Aardman Animation, the creator of Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run. While it wasn't a hit by any means here in the United States, the film did well abroad and may still find an audience here on disc.
The Norwegian thriller Headhunters tells the story of a corporate headhunter who moonlights as an art thief. Facing considerable debt, he decides to pull off a massive heist, but he soon finds himself in over his head.
The second season of AMC's hit The Walking Dead staggers onto Blu-ray this week. If you're really into packaging, you can purchase the limited edition set that houses the discs inside a replica zombie head complete with a screwdriver through the eye.
Nice. And finally, perfectly timed to precede the release of Part 1 of Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, the extended editions of Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy show up on Blu-ray this week. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Headhunters. Norwegian films tend to defy categorization, and this one is no different. It's thrilling and suspenseful, and surprisingly quirky. My turkey of the week, meanwhile, could go to a couple of this week's other releases, but I'll give the big prize to the lucky one. Unless you turn it into a Nicholas Sparks drinking game, it's just not worth your time.
For my turkey of the week, I have to go with Battleship. I'm very forgiving of most mindless popcorn movies, but Battleship makes almost every Michael Bay film look like genius by comparison.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when we kick off Fall's award season with a literary drama. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
there's nothing as pathetic as an aging hipster.